Welcome, my friends, to our self-care challenge day 23. We're nearing the end. Today's challenge is all about going out for an ice cream or your favorite treat. I'm your host, Emily, and you can find me on the interwebs as Anders Mill Knits or on Instagram as... on Instagram as Anders Mill Knits, but you can also email me at littlecabinknitsak@gmail.com. I thank you for joining me today, and let's talk about some scrumptious goodness, shall we? This month, we've talked about healthy foods that can boost your cognitive and emotional well-being. Sometimes, though, there's just nothing better than a good bowl of ice cream or a brownie, especially when you share the experience with loved ones. So today, let's take a break from the need to be on our game with healthy foods and enjoy something simply scrumptious. Please note that I'm not advocating for us to always indulge in these feel-good foods. Today's prompt is not so secretly about the experience of sharing a treat with loved ones. So it's more about the connection and experience of being with our loved ones around good times than it is about indulging in our cravings for sugar. I remember as a child helping out at the family business on the weekend. My dad would bring us three little kids, as we were called, I have six siblings, down to the shop on Saturdays about once a month so that he could get a bit of work done while we swept the warehouse, cleaned the bathrooms, and made the front of the shop look all sparkly clean. Afterwards, my dad would take us out for tacos, and this was back when tacos were like 50 cents a piece, or out for ice cream cone at our local Tasty Freeze, which is locally owned, as a reward. For me, those memories are precious. I remember the laughter and the jokes we shared as we cleaned, the mess we made of our faces with our treats, and the loving, gentle smile my dad would bestow on us as his littles scarfed down taco after taco like it was our last meal. I also remember the way we would bicker about who got to sit by him in the booth. What I don't remember is the taste of those tacos or the ice cream. The indulgences were well earned, but the experience of sharing it with my dad and my siblings, that's what shines brightest in my memory. So today, this is what I'm proposing to you. Take yourself and your loved ones out for a treat. Make it about the experience and not about the indulgence. Share family stories, laugh, and tease. In other words, make a memory. Here are a few benefits that come from these experiences. Your relationships deepen. Remember, our relationships with our loved ones deepen when we take time to just be present with them without other demands. Having conversations that matter, we don't just have to discuss how school is going or the next project the family has to accomplish. Just let the conversation be light and full of laughter. These are the conversations that they will remember and that you will remember. By having this experience, you'll build trust. You know that when an employee... Remember that employee game where one employee falls backwards while their partner is supposed to catch them? It's supposed to build trust, right? And oftentimes it's portrayed on TV shows in a laughing fashion, but it's actually a technique that is used fairly frequently to build trust. We don't need to go to these extremes. Simply by spending time with our friends and family without demands or compromises, that's what builds that trust. And speaking of demands, have no demands. Refrain from making this experience about earning a privilege. Let it just be because you want to spend time with them. Build a memory. So what do you say? Anyone up for ice cream? Thank you for joining me, my friends. This was a special episode for me. I got to walk down memory lane and reopen some memories that are I hold very close to my heart. And I hope that you have some of those memories as well. If not, let's start making them. What do you say? Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about taking a 15-minute walk or a break. So, until then, remember to knit what you love and love what you knit. Ta-ta for now.